my goodness, thank you for cleaning up the linens.
Ladies, are you seeing this? Did you see it? Because that was a moment. That was really, really awesome. So now I think our little ones have something to keep themselves busy. So it looks like a little chaos, but there was a plan associated with that. They do like that. Thank you so much for thinking of that. So much. Let us pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning we find ourselves in the garden. And we're in the garden with Mary, and we're there before the sun rises, right? We heard it's still dark, and Mary comes to the tomb. And when she gets to the tomb, what does she see? That the stone has been moved, that the tomb is open. And so she runs away, and she goes to the disciples, and she tells them. And so Simon Peter and the other disciple, we never know what this disciple's name is, do we? We know him as the one whom Jesus loved. Well, they run. It was almost like they were running a race to see who could get to the tomb first. And they get to the tomb, and they see for themselves that the stone is open. And they also see that not only is it open, Jesus is not inside. But the wrappings are left there. The grave clothes are left in the tomb. And we know that they're left in the tomb because that's where they belong. They don't belong on the one who was laid to rest there. And so what did the guys do? What do Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, what did they do? They say they went back to where they're staying. I suspect that they ran back to where they were staying. But Mary stays. Mary stays behind. I think Mary was totally in shock. I think the events that had happened during the week just came to the point where she just couldn't deal with it any longer. She was coming to the tomb, most likely to continue with the preparation of the body. Because when Jesus died, it was just before the evening, before the Sabbath. And so nothing could be done on Saturday. So she came just before the sun was going to come up, so that just as the sun was rising, she could then go in and care for her beloved teacher. And so there she is, standing, crying. It's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. This was the last thing that she probably could take. That not only was her teacher, her Lord, her Savior, brutally killed on the cross, suffered tremendous agony, but now he's gone. He's not even here. She can't even say her goodbye. So Mary, like us, just starts crying. But it says that she's weeping, and weeping, the word in Greek, goes beyond as we understand weeping. I mean, she just let go and let it out. It's the kind of crying that when she's asking a question, that it would be that... that kind, where you're just letting it all go. And we know that kind of crying, don't we? Because we have these same experiences in our life. We can identify with Mary, can't we? Times when we feel so much loss that it brings us to our knees, to tears. When if one more thing happens, we're just going to totally lose it. We are like Mary in this world where we have too many losses, where the deaths in our lives at times really do overtake us. and we too cry and weep
for those who perhaps are no longer with us.
We too cry and weep over the broken promises and the abandonment and the words that might have been said out of anger. We too cry and weep for any emotional or physical abuse that we may be on the receiving end of. We too cry and weep when there are betrayals, when the boss comes and says, I don't need your services any longer. There's no work for you here anymore. Or the doctor says and starts out the diagnosis with, I'm so sorry. We cry and we weep over conflicted relationships. We are just like Mary, aren't we, in those times? We're searching. We're searching. And we're saying, we're looking around and we're asking, where is he? Where is my Lord? And just like Mary, through the pain and through the tears, we too can miss the sighting of Jesus, of the risen Lord. We too can miss Jesus Christ, the Christ, risen right before our very eyes. The living Christ that is found in the hand that lifts you up when you can't get up yourself. The living Christ that is found in the arms that are outstretched and give you a hug when you are distraught and in pain. The words spoken, the living Christ saying, you're hired. When can you start? The living Christ whose feet walk alongside you. Maybe a word not spoken, but you know that you are not alone in the journey that you're taking. The living Christ found in the co-worker who just sits beside you and listens. Just like Mary, Jesus meets us at the tomb in the dark when we feel like we can't go on any longer. And Jesus calls your name. Jesus calls out Beth, Chandra, Larry, Chris, Terrence, Debbie, Sue, Tom, Marianne. Because Jesus, the risen Christ, knows you through and through. Even the things that we try to hide from Jesus, Jesus knows right down to our very core. And Jesus calls our name not once, but every single day. Because we experience death every day, Jesus will call our name every single day. You know, Easter, the resurrection, it's not an event. It's not a day. The resurrection is a person. It is Jesus, the Christ. The resurrection is the risen one. It is God who left the throne, came down, became a human being to walk with us, to teach us, to heal, to show us what life really is like with him. And then Jesus goes to the cross for us. There would be no day of celebration today if we just ended with the events of Friday. But we don't end with death being the final answer. You see, because as Christians, we know that from death comes life, the exact opposite. And so Jesus is calling your name every single day. And the risen Christ is around us here in our community now. To be made new means to let go of the old, to let die what has to die, and to let come into you what needs to come into you, so that you too are born anew in Christ. It is being and seeing in an entirely new way. Yes, through our tears. Because those tears, while we are still in this kingdom on earth, where God is not fully revealed, we will have tears. But in this very kingdom is where Jesus, the risen Christ, is present. So just like Mary, look around today. Look around tomorrow. Look around the day after and the day after and the day after. Look for the presence of the risen Christ, the new thing that's happening. So you can say, when you see it and when you feel it and when you touch it and when you taste it, you can say, I have seen the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen.